Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Just Get Fit with Nikki. I'm your host, Nikki, a certified nutrition coach and personal trainer. And today I wanted to talk about something that I've actually shared with, you know, my email list of subscribers and chatted about with a lot of people in my DMs. And I've kind of avoided recording a podcast because I feel like it's this touchy subject and it's potentially going to be something where you step on someone's toes, but I'm also done with overthinking it, and I'm just gonna say it because I'm tired of people saying we all have the same 24 hours in a day. And the truth is, in my 20s, I definitely believed the statement to be true. But with age comes wisdom, at least I hope so, and I've come to learn it definitely isn't true. If anything, statements like this often make people feel like they're failing or, you know, what's the point, as they'll never be able to do as much as, you know, someone else does. And I have been a fitness coach for over 8 years now. And while I'm pretty disciplined, I also have a life built around fitness and, let's be honest, taking care of myself. So in many ways, things like going to the gym is often something I consider work, which means I'm going to fit it into my schedule because it's part of my job. So when people feel like they aren't doing enough and they get caught up comparing themselves to a 20-something-year-old fitness influencer who has time to meditate and stretch daily and work out and get their steps in and sleep 8 hours and work and party on the weekends and make every meal from scratch, believe me, I find it annoying to watch also, which might mean I'm getting a little bit older. But that being said, you know, we're comparing ourselves to someone who perhaps that is their entire life, and showing up in those ways is their 9 to 5, right? And we forget that, like, oh, right, that is your day. Well, you know, people on the other side are actually, you know, going to work, commuting, raising a family, juggling, you know, responsibilities, doing all these other things, whatever it is. But there's a lot of other aspects to life apart from just working out and physical health. So that being said, I want to touch on some things that people often forget when they are on social media, and that is the element of privilege and support. So I'm going to use myself as an example because I never want someone else to feel like they should be doing as much as me, for example, without realizing things that go on behind the scenes. And as much as I'm one who likes to be an open book and never, you know, pretend I have it more together than I do, there are some things that I don't always talk about because it's in many ways just part of my reality, and I forget, right? And I forget these are things that are very much a privilege, but I do want to talk about them because in this element, this comparison game, not everyone sees and realizes this. And so when it comes to me being able to maintain a workout routine and to be active and to go for my walks and all of that, the truth is I have a lot of support. My partner and husband, we both work from home. So Vitaly and I are both self-employed. Like I said, we work from home, which means that even with a newborn, I can leave the house to work out. I can cook. I can go walk the dog or nap when needed because he's home and I do have that support because we both run our own businesses. Now, the second thing that I have going for me that definitely also makes things easier, even when I can be the queen of excuses, is that my gym is less than 5 minutes from me. So a lot of the time, people commute 15 to 30 minutes each way to work out. That adds a much higher barrier of entry into actually making it in to your workout. And when I can't make it in, I actually have weights at home that I can use to train. And on top of this benefit, I actually have a community center, which is where I work out, where my membership is slightly over $1 a day. Because I know that depending on where you live, sometimes the gym or facility that is the closest to you isn't actually very reasonably priced. I actually had a girlfriend ask me last year to go do a workout class with her, and I'm like, yeah, absolutely. And I went to go sign up for a class, and the payment for one class was $35. And I was like, what? No, no. I'm like, that's my gym membership for the entire month. I am not going and doing a 1 hour class for $35. And kudos to people who can afford to do that and love to do that and all that jazz. Good for you. No shade. But I'm just like, I can't wrap my head around that. It just blows my mind. So the fact that I do have something close to me that is affordable also makes a really big difference. The third thing, we are a dual income household. This is a real privilege that allows us to afford things like our gym memberships, groceries, eating out, being in a safe neighborhood in which I can walk the dog and exercise. And for some people, these things seem basic, but they truly aren't. A lot of individuals, you know, myself included in the past, have lived paycheck to paycheck and can't afford a gym membership or don't have access to safe walking paths. And it's not quite fair to compare, you know, what someone would consider their dedication to someone with privilege. You know, I can go out at 11 o'clock at night and walk in my neighborhood and feel safe. Am I still that overly cautious person who is, you know, looking both ways and listening to everything, you know, creaking and cracking in the middle of the night? Yes. But the reality is that for the most part, I do feel very safe. Now, the next thing is I have a supportive partner and I have a supportive family. Vitaly is an amazing partner. And since welcoming our little girl, Maya, he has gone out of his way to make sure I still have me time. He will happily take care of her, feed her, watch her, you know, parent her basically while I head to the gym or try to squeeze in work or record a podcast like this. And not everyone has this level of hands-on support. And once again, I don't share this to say, hey, look at me, look all that I have, but because people forget. It is a privilege to have a partner that works from home and a privilege to have someone who is also supportive and hands-on. And there are many people out there doing so much more than I am with far less support. And so I don't want to ever be over here being like, I've got it all together. Look at me doing all these workouts. Wow, I'm amazing. No, I've got my little tiny village over here that is helping me every step of the way because it is hard and it is a lot. And, you know, not everyone, like I said, has this level of hands-on support. I'm absolutely not here to judge how other people parent or support each other. I simply want to acknowledge the amount of help I have because it definitely makes my life a lot easier and allows me to do things like go to the gym, get groceries, whatever it is. And on top of this, we do live minutes away from my retired parents who I can also count on to watch Maya if we want to go out or I need to take a nap or I just, you know, need to shower, whatever it is. My mom is someone who would drop everything in an instant to help me, and that is truly such a blessing to have that. And, you know, while I have shared this, not everyone is going to agree with what I said, and that's okay. This episode isn't intended to take away from anyone's dedication or work ethic. You know, they're the people who I get up at 4 a.m. and able to make this happen and to do this. Props to you, really and truly, okay? There are plenty of people who are doing just as much, if not more, like I said, with less support, which is amazing. But I really wanted to share this so those of you who are showing up and doing your best and still feel like you're falling a bit short or feel like you're not doing as much as someone else have the reminder that you are, in fact, doing amazing things and you have so much to be proud of. We all tend to get caught up in that comparison game. I know I do as well. I recently saw a family online, same situation as me, two parents both work from home, have their own job, have a newborn, and they are getting up and they are doing, like, I don't know if it's like 8 a.m. morning family walks for like 30 or 4 minutes before starting their day. And I'm just like, oh, that would feel very impossible for me. And I wouldn't even suggest that to Vitaly because it's just not going to work for us. And I think the thing is when we see things like that over and over, and don't get me wrong, I love that they do that and it works for them. And I do think it would be a lovely way to start the day. But it's like me striving to do that would honestly be just chaotic and probably a very rough start to my day. And so if I were trying to achieve that 7 days a week, I would feel like a massive failure, right? Let alone other aspects of parenting, running your own business, trying to do all these things. So the next time you find yourself getting caught up in that comparison game, please remember you aren't seeing the whole picture. You don't see how much support someone has, how well their kids sleep, if they really are doing okay mentally and emotionally, and so on. So this is your friendly reminder and unsolicited advice to focus on doing your best, setting realistic goals for yourself, being kind to yourself, and taking it one day at a time, because you are doing great. All right, that's a wrap on this episode. Don't forget to hit subscribe so you don't miss any episodes. And if you are looking for home, gym, or prenatal workout programs, you can go to www.justget.fit/stronger.